Mississippi Real Estate Headlines. New Mississippi Property Records Search Tool streamlines due diligence for MS agents. PropertyChecker.com now offers Mississippi-specific searches for owner information, deeds, permits, tax records, loans, and liens in one platform. Real estate professionals in MS can consolidate property research workflows and verify critical transaction details faster. Bookmark Mississippi.PropertyChecker.com/ for your next MS property due diligence check. Mississippi Real Estate Headlines. Jackson MS building permits now streamlined on single page. The City of Jackson Department of Planning and Development has consolidated all building permit services onto one page, advancing inclusive planning for sustainable neighborhoods and equitable growth. Real estate professionals in MS can now more efficiently navigate Jackson's permitting process, reducing project delays and improving deal timelines. Bookmark the new single-page portal to expedite your next Jackson development or renovation project. Mississippi Real Estate Headlines, Pronto Web Real Property Tax Inquiry Tool, available for MS professionals. The Pronto Web Real Property Tax Inquiry System allows users to view property tax receipts online with a browser cache clearing option available if receipts fail to display. MS real estate professionals can quickly verify property tax statuses and obtain receipt documentation needed for closings and client due diligence. Access the portal at hdefla.dsm.com/customer-portal and clear your browser cache if receipt display issues occur. Mississippi Real Estate Updates. New Mississippi Building Permit Guide streamlines permitting process for local pros. Permit Flow has published a complete guide to building permits in Mississippi, complete with resources and municipal guides designed to simplify the permitting process. Real estate professionals in MS can reduce project delays and client frustration by leveraging centralized permit guidance across jurisdictions. Bookmark the Mississippi Building Permit Guide hs.www.permitflow.com/state/Mississippi for quick reference during transactions and developments. Background and context, when and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most MS jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with three comparable sales from within 6 months and a half-mile radius, and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before. Background and context, why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption. Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone? Knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you.